Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to look at the first chapter of St. Peter's first letter. This chapter, the church gives us as the first reading this week and the daily liturgy, and it is so rich with the vision of St. Peter, the mind of an apostle, a renewed mind that's alive and completely innervated by God's action, what God has done for us, the truth about salvation. It's so alive in Peter, and it just bursts forth in this letter that he's writing to a community that he's shepherding, a community in Asia Minor that's under lots of trial, lots of persecution. The hostility against the Christians here is growing, and they're in difficult straits in kind of any way you'd measure it. But it's fascinating to see how Peter loves them and how he ministers to them as their shepherd and their leader. And what he does is he begins first with not discussing so much the problems or what they're required to do. He wants to begin by helping them remember who they are in Christ and what God has done for them. It's a great exercise, and I think it's to go through and to listen in the, not only the beginning of Peter's letter, but all the letters were given in the New Testament. The apostles, they all begin with a declaration, a proclamation of God's great work, what he's accomplished for us, and the implication, what it means for us right here, right now. This truth, the kind of truth we'll be reflecting on this whole week from Peter, if we take it in with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, this is truth that is given by the Holy Spirit, and so it has a power to change us. When God speaks, things happen and things change, right? And Peter's writing this letter because he wants to strengthen and lift up and fortify the brothers and sisters in the midst of very difficult circumstances. Now, I know many of you who are listening are facing difficult circumstances in your own life, and maybe not quite what the brothers and sisters here are experiencing, those Peter is addressing, because they're actually being persecuted because of their identification with Jesus. They're now living and walking in the footsteps, as the apostles are, that Jesus said his followers would walk in. He said, the world will hate you, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Jesus said, remember, the world will hate you because it hated me first. So at various times and in the world, when we identify ourselves with Jesus, the world sometimes rises up against it, because the world, what do we mean? The dimension of God's good creation that really is under the dominion of darkness. The Apostle John said, you know, the whole world is in the power of the devil. There is a dimension in which the economies and the governments and the social order, there's a dimension of which that it's operating out from under the lordship of Christ and of God's purpose and God's will. We know it, we see it, and we feel it. And through it, the enemy wants to lay hold of us and often can enslave us with false ideas about who we are, about where we can find human happiness, and to lead us down a path that will keep us in a position of slavery and bondage to darkness. And this truth is light to us. The message that Peter is bringing us has a power to break through that darkness and that bondage and the discouragement, the despair, the depression, the anger, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, all these kind of things that can climb on us at a certain point and can dominate our lives, that we somehow say yes to and we connive with, and it brings us to a place of despair and discouragement and maybe enslavement to serious sin in different ways. Well, fundamentally, this is a spiritual struggle, and we break out of it through spiritual power. And the fundamental way we break out of it is to hear God's word, receive his grace in the sacraments, to be built up with brothers and sisters and walking in him. And this word is like a sword. Remember in the letter to the Hebrews, it said, God's word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has a capacity to cut right to the heart and to examine the intentions of my heart and yours. We stand exposed to this word as it comes to us. It's like a surgeon's knife. And very strategically and carefully, precisely, the Holy Spirit applies God's word to your mind and mine, to your heart and mind, to the seat of our decision, to our passions and the like, and it sheds light into us so that we can see who we actually are in light of Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world because he turns the light on, as I said yesterday. He makes it possible for us to see as we behold him with the help of the Holy Spirit. We see who we are. We come to understand the meaning of our lives. We see it and receive it from Jesus. He's the faithful witness. The writer of the book of Revelation will tell us he bears witness to the truth about who God is, the truth about who you are, the truth about the world, the power of sin. Jesus brings it all to light. And then the apostles who've come into that light and they're living in it now, it just flows out of them. They communicate the new reality, the truth that Jesus gives. And this truth sets us free. So as we hear these words today, welcome the truth. Open your heart to the truth. Let it wash over you. Let it free you and cleanse you and reveal to you who you are. And it will heal you. It will set you free. So, verse 3, chapter 1, 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope. That's where I left off yesterday. God's mercy comes to us to give us forgiveness, the forgiveness of sins, and a share in everything that belongs to Jesus. And that means Jesus' new resurrected existence in glory. That's the destiny of the human race. So what Peter is reminding us is saying, this comes to you as a gift from God. It's not something you earn. It's not something you can achieve. It's not something money can buy. Only God can act in this fallen world to set it free and bring it beyond itself into God's kingdom. And the new birth happens in baptism when we're united, as I said yesterday, to the death of Jesus and to his new life and the resurrection. So Peter describes it as a living hope. Well, what is hope? Well, hope is something certainly we know everybody needs a lot more of. We're living at a time in society and culture that's very disorienting. In many ways, it's dark. It's confusing. There's a tremendous amount of division. There's a lot of rage just under the surface. There's a kind of disorder and chaos growing in society. People want to blame it on politicians or leaders of various kinds, but the reality is what's behind it ultimately, friends, is the work of the kingdom of darkness. That's what's going on, all right? And he's working through structures of sin and, you know, like whole institutions that have given themselves over to declaring a worldview that's separate from God or leading people into habit patterns of life and sin that's enslaving. Remember, we have an enemy, and our enemy is Satan and all the demons that he's enslaved. There's not a human being on the earth that ultimately is your enemy. Every person on earth is in desperate need of Christ's rescue and love. And even though they may look like your enemy, for example, here in Asia Minor, the Gentiles and the pagans around them are persecuting these Christians seriously and intensely, to the point of martyrdom. But despite the fact that individuals are putting Christians to death or persecuting them, doesn't mean they're my enemy. Remember what Jesus said from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He freely gave his life to break the power that was enslaving the mind and heart of every human being, and he was exposing the true condition of the human heart right there on the cross. When love came, that is Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world, when love came, and God's truth and God's life, what did the human race do? We killed it. We silenced him. And we see the truth revealed about the human heart. So Peter's saying, in Jesus' passion, life, passion, death, and resurrection, we've been given a share and a capacity, a new power. We've been enabled through being united to Jesus in baptism to come into a future that will never change, a future of hope. And what is hope? It's the confident expectation of the fulfillment of my life. My life has a destiny, and the destiny is not the grave. It's not just aging and sickness and darkness and ultimately separation from those I love. My future is a future beyond death. How do I know that? Because Jesus Christ has passed from death to life. And in his body, the body he received from his mother Mary, being born one of us, taking on human flesh. He took human flesh from death to life. And the human race is born again in the person of Jesus. And so our hope is living because we're united to Jesus. And he's on the other side of death. And he's taken human flesh, friends, into the presence of God the Father, into the glorious presence of the Father. And humanity is glorified in the person of Jesus. Remember, St. Paul said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Fall short of God's glory. We can't rise to glory because of our sin nature. Jesus came to break the power of that nature and give us a new nature, a share in his nature, which makes us children of God and gives us a new destiny. The devil's plan is to separate us from God and enslave us and to have darkness itself be our only destiny. And friends, there are human beings every day who die in that darkness because they don't know the light of Christ. They die without hope. And Peter's declaring what he knows for sure and how it's transformed him. He's been given a living hope, and so have you and so have I, if I've come into Christ and entered his church through baptism, repentance, through hearing the gospel, and becoming a part of this community that's born again by water and the Spirit. So hope is a great confidence that's given to us by the Holy Spirit that where Jesus is, I'm headed. I see Jesus now, the writer of Hebrews said, in glory. I see what God has done. And when I see Jesus, I see my future. And Peter will go on to explain why we can have confidence in it. He goes on, he says, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that's the source of our living hope. Christianity, as St. Augustine said, is the resurrection from the dead. Peter continues, he says, to an inheritance that is imperishable, it's undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So you're going to inherit something. Imagine if someone, Bill Gates, sent you a letter and it was endorsed. I mean, it was certified letter. And he said, I'm going to give you every dime I have. My entire inheritance belongs to you. That would probably excite you. You want to tell people about it. It would make a little bit of a difference in your life. But that inheritance is passing away and it won't do you any good once you reach the grave. What Jesus is giving is inheritance that belongs to him. Because we're united to him, he's our elder brother, he's giving us a share, and this is why we're being saved and why Jesus saves us, because not only did he die for us and died the death that broke the power of sin over us, but what belongs to him alone is what he's given to us, which is a share in the very life of God and what he himself has now accomplished in conquering, returning home as the conquering hero, if you will. His inheritance is imperishable, it's undefiled, and it's unfading, and it's being kept in heaven for you. Now, I want to come back tomorrow and talk about that, talk about the inheritance and what Peter is trying to communicate to us here, because we need to internalize this, take it in, and let it be a truth that guides our life and a promise from God that changes us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.